Greetings, Flag Branch and friends. Thanks for joining me on this post-Lord's Day. As always, I was pleased to see all of you and meet a few new people. It is my hope that God will send others who will join us in completing the mission for which we are all called in our time. That mission is for us to believe that God has sent Jesus Christ into the world to give us everlasting life and to share that belief with others. This mission has two parts. The first part is for us to believe. Belief, in this case, means more than agreeing or assenting that something is true. The Bible tells us that devils believe. So belief, in the Christian case, also means to be in agreement and in harmony with the teachings and commandments of God in Jesus Christ. Jesus came to bear witness to the truth of God's offer of salvation. That was his highest priority. Likewise, if we are to be successful in carrying out our mission, bearing witness to the truth must also become our highest priority. It must come before family, friends, work, business, and any group, club, or organization. You say, "That's asking a lot," to which I will say, "You are correct." And the reason the church is not doing well in completing our mission is because our belief is so weak that it will not allow us to make God's mission our number one priority. Without the faith to do the first part of the mission, the second part of the mission, in which we share our faith, leaves us with only a watered-down, unenthusiastic, lifeless testimony nobody believes or desires. And what's even more troublesome for us is that a weak or lifeless faith means our own position with God is in jeopardy. In short, we care more about other things than we do about the success of God's mission. So, God, give us a sign from heaven to reassure us that your mission should take priority in our lives. We need to know and be certain that our sacrificing for your sake is not in vain. If you can provide proof that what you say will come to pass, we will be willing to do whatever you want and need to be done. Loss by sign means there will be some in the church who will never commit to doing what God wants and needs them to do because they didn't get the sign or proof they thought they needed to believe God and commit to his mission. From the pulpit to the door, we must rearrange and realign our lives to leave no doubt that Jesus' mission is our mission, and his goals our goals, and everything else is secondary to that. Pray for us that in the coming weeks and months this will become a reality. Everything we need to make this transition is already in place and has been given. We only need to ask, seek, and knock for all the answers we need to make our living faith a reality and one we can enthusiastically share from the signs and assurances God has already provided. If the Lord wills, I hope to see some of you tomorrow at Greater Grace. Until then, blessings.